Twitters from the Atlantic by Barry Mahoney. Throwing knives at mother. No, rest assured, this is not yet another harrowing tale of domestic violence, but a skillful performance by Dorian Ledder and his family, who've been performing in Gran Canaria's Sioux City for the last 28 years or so. These were the opening words of an article that I wrote for a magazine several years ago, following a visit to Sioux City, which could best be described as a Wild West experience on an island in the Atlantic. It's the stuff that generations of boys and girls have read about in their comic books and watched countless films of baddies being dealt instant justice by goodies. Sadly, Sioux City is no more, as it closed its gate for the last time a few days ago, for financial reasons, after 42 years of faithful service to the cowboy-loving public on holiday in our island paradise. The Canyon de Aguilla, otherwise known as the Eagle Canyon, offered a barren landscape and gave the perfect opportunity to recreate a pioneer Old West town based in the 1850s, with real buildings that are unique in Europe, and with a complete construction, not just a simple film set frontage. Sioux City was just the stuff to feed the imagination, relive childhood memories, as well as being a great place for a day out. The town was constructed and used as a film set in 1972 at a cost of $2 million for major Hollywood Wild West films such as Clint Eastwood's A Fistful of Dollars, A Few Dollars More, and Take a Long Hard Ride. Gran Canaria's desert-like landscape in the south of the island was just right for this kind of film in those days. Once filmmaking was completed, the set became redundant and was open to the public as a theme park with a difference. Well, until last week, visitors would wander expectantly through the gates of this Wild West town and be instantly transported into a world of cowboys and Indians, bar brawls and bank hold-ups. It's in this Wild West town that I interview Dorian Ledder and his family, mother Katie and brothers David and Danielle, an Italian family from Turin, who presented breathtaking performances of knife throwing, lassos, whips and horse riding. Originally, the Ledder family performed in Italian circuses, theatres and television before moving to Gran Canaria 30-odd years ago. Indeed, Dorian's father was throwing knives at his mother when she was pregnant with Dorian, and so throwing knives at mother seemed the most natural thing in the world to do. Dorian's brother, Danielle, also featured in the Guinness World Book of Records for jumping with a lasso, as well as appearing in a feature for the BBC. Dorian and his two brothers performed at Sioux City, and Katie had knives, axes and flaming torches thrown at her. Indeed, watching the poor lady endure this torment from her sons, with such a contented smile on her face, made for a very unusual Sunday morning's entertainment. Although the knife-throwing act was performed several times a day for the last 30 years, fortunately without an accident, I couldn't help thinking that it would not be a good idea to have a row with your sons or let them throw knives at you after a night of partying. Well, sadly, this fictional universe and unique recreational activity for tourists visiting the island, created as a labour of love by several generations of craftsmen and entertainers over four decades, has now come to an end. Like so many who know Sioux City well, I hope that a way will be found to open it once again to an adoring public, who can watch magnificent horses, can-can dancers in beautiful frilly costumes, cowboys falling from buildings, as well as Indians throwing knives at mother. Ah, fond memories. If you enjoyed this article, take a look at my website, www.barrymahoney.com, and thank you for listening.